Hello, welcome to episode 3 of Fungeons and Flagons. Where is my circlet? Oh my gosh, I had one job as the moderator. My beautiful circlet that I got to match my moderator, which is, where's my beauty? She's there. There she is. So, welcome. We are on Twitch now. Thank you to coronavirus. Really do appreciate that. But we have taken the show online. If you are joining us live, thank you so much for doing that. I want to shout out to Boulder75 and Kayla Apps for the recent subs. I'm going to be reading out a bunch more after the show. And feel free to chat with others that are watching. I'm not going to be acknowledging or addressing anything that happens in the chat. But don't let that stop you from, you know, chatting and having fun in there. But I am going to be taking note for those with the DM pass holders who are going to activate the reroll ability. The full episodes of this are going to be available on YouTube. If you haven't jumped over to Geek Bomb and given that a sub, now's your chance to do it, because I'm sick of plateauing for 3 years and having not that grow a little bit. YouTube. So when I mentioned the DM pass holders, we have two new passes happening on the Patreon channel, and that is the Adventurer's Pass and the DM Pass. The Adventurer Pass is pretty cool. It's the ability to help with the effects that take place in the game. Super random, your ideas implemented into the show. You also get the bonus after show, winding down as we chat about what just happened. That happens every single episode as well, and that is exclusive bonus content for you. If you're a DM pass holder, you got something that we have never done before, you can grant a reroll. Are you going to use it to help? Are you going to use it to hinder these players? That is for you to decide. If you do want to activate a reroll, just whisper via Twitch chat to @SpectrumGameS. That is our dear Caitlin. She's going to ping me to let me know so that we can stop the gameplay and pick up from wherever that reroll happened and play it out again. The DM pass holders also get shout outs. So I want to send some love to Justin, Michelle, Herky, the Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, who is Zombie Squirrel, Nathan, Isaac, who is Jablink in the chat, Thierry, Jimmy Sprinkles, Marco, who is Ask for Seconds, DKTE, Seb_X, Katniss, Adam Toulos, DVK Joe, Terry, who is Little Weird Guy, Alex, and Caitlin. Spectrum Gameness. If you do want to join this amazing community, just head over to patreon.com/geekbomb if you want to join and support. You are the reason why we have this show. So thank you so much for that one. Also, we've got a Fungeons subreddit, which is pretty cool. That's where you guys can submit your art, which we will show on the show as well. That's where the announcements for guests will be. It's a great little community there as well. The two main, I guess, panelists, cast members that we have for this season, Hector Navarro and Kate Welsh. I want to welcome you guys back on the show. How you feeling this week?
Great, Ma. Thanks for asking.
Great. So you guys have undergone two different trials now. How are you feeling from the last one?
Well, we got it done in time. Just in the nick of time, we're able to really have good time management, and we split the party and we ruined Maud's game, but we got the tasks done, and that's what's most important.
Punctual.
Good. I love hearing that. We also have our resident artist back at Terry Trin Art. That is TerryTrinArt. ART has been doing our recaps and has been doing and designing all the character art, which is just spectacular. He did the new moderator. He made Zelda a little familiar. It's the best thing ever. Elaine and Brumhild have been animated also. So a little recap. What is Fungeons? Look, it's influenced by D&D, by placing characters in a fantasy world and having quests and combat. But it's not D&D at all. There are no stats, no rules, no predetermined abilities. This is an improv RPG game. If you want to think of, if you think it and say it, do it, roll for it. Hey, that's all this is. It's all about not being squashed, not having to have 19 different pages to look at. It's just all about storytelling and the good stuff, as far as I'm concerned. But with that, please track things. If you are given an item or a weapon or an ability or a plus on your rolls, anything like that, that is up to you to remember. If you don't, I won't. It won't happen. Sweet. The rules are simple. There are no rules. Just depends on your roll. You get a D20. Has everyone got their D20? Mine's pretty today. basically, if you want to do something, roll the dice. I will, the harder the thing you wish to do, the higher the number that can go. The higher you roll, the more successful you are. The lower you roll, the bigger the fail. There are also going to be random surges that occur when the character experiences heightened emotions. So roll your d20 and let's see what it lands on. So let's have a recap of last week's episode. My Twitch has just paused and I'm wondering if that's happening for everyone else or if it's my internet. Oh no.
Oh no. How we can say all the things we really think now, right?
I get to drink. Ew. Cheers, everyone.
The copper cup, so fancy.
I was like, now's my chance to put lipstick on.
There you go. Do it quick.
I know, I'm a barbarian today.
Lipstick game is so good.
I'm going to call my hair a costume.
If I refresh, does that do anything? Oh, shizzy. Oh, it does. It does. If I refresh, it does something. So I wonder if they're seeing all of this. Hey, anyway, let's jump in. If you are, if you're frozen, I can't tell you to refresh. You have to do it yourself. So all the smart people are doing it, which is fantastic. And while I've got you, Shizzy, thank you so much for the sub. That's fantastic. And now it is time for Previously on Fungeons and Flagons. Our bright students at the esteemed Arcane Academy have now passed their first two tests. Armed with their newly gifted weapons and a new student, Atlas, wafting in a heap of smoke, they headed out to the grounds with the clue to obtain three special ingredients to make special armor, the clue being on a half-eaten scroll to determine and to go to the three different locations. They decided to split the damn party, and Bromhild the Worthy went to the lake to obtain the toad slime, which she did easily. Look at that toad. That toad looks
a good toad.
High. Awesome. I love it.
It's like a Studio Ghibli movie.
Right? How good is it? Terry is just amazing. Nice. Next, Elaine went into the caves to negotiate with the giant spideress to get 20 feet of spider silk in exchange for 20 years of his life. He gave 10 as a down payment and promised to make the spider shoes out of paper mache. And he writes that down.
He did do that.
The high wood elf, Atlas, shout out to Tony Revolori, headed into the forest to hunt the giant boar for its hide, which it managed to do without harming the truffle lover. All of the three passed with flying colors. A new day has started at the academy with a new trial to undergo. How will our students fare? Alrighty, so it is a brand new day at the Arcane Academy. And starting this, damn it, we got an awesome sub. Thank you so much, Taurus Beasting.
Yay, my boy, my lad.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Really? Yeah, yay. Member of the family. Blessed.
Aww. Appreciate the love there, guys. You walk into the main hall and streamers and banners of the school crest are hanging all around the columns and the statues, and they're woven into the tree vines snaking up the walls, and something looks very festive. All the students pile into the main hall to find Headmaster Reedville already standing at the podium, eagerly awaiting to address his students. And he says, "A brand new day. If you are standing in this hall, it means that you have passed the tests to receive your special weapon and armor. Congratulations." And with this, you hear an obnoxious squeal from two female students that catches you off guard. And the shrieks of delight sound like this. Yeah, super obnoxious, and they are looking around, commanding the attention of the class. Now that you have the necessities it takes to start taking on the world, it is time to put them into action. You notice things look a little different around here. That's because today is your trial by combat. You will all be grouped off to see how you fare in a battle of strength and fortitude. I will be assessing how you are in the act of combat and what it takes for you to survive. Not that you'll die, though. And with that, you hear an eep, and a student at the back surges. They have an outburst of magic, and they turn into dust. They disintegrate on the spot, and they go up with a glittery, powdery dust that just forms a pile on the ground. Oh, that is unfortunate. Huh. Oh, dear. Look, aside from that unlucky student, I will be able to heal your weariness and any injuries that may occur in the, dramatic pause, combat arena. And he gestures outside to show a giant amphitheater has been set up on the grounds, draped in the same school banners and colors. Best of luck to you all. May the best fighter of each group win. But first, come and see me to retrieve your new armor. And Brumhild and Elaine, up you walk up to the headmaster, who has just someone handing all of this beautiful looking intricate armor over. Who would like to go first? Oh, you're both too nice.
I will. Hold on, let me get my accent down. There it is. I guess I'll go first, headmaster. And I do this really goofy bow. I don't know the best way to address a magical headmaster. So it's just like a...
And you just think, oh, that was very close to my face. Brumhild the Worthy, by obtaining the toad slime, it has actually become put a sheen over your armor, meaning that now this too can become camouflage with you. But furthermore, this will allow you to grow if you need it and to shrink in size if you should allow it.
Whoa! I could be normal height. Whoa!
Elaine, it is your turn if you would like to come forward.
Wow. I can't wait to see what my armor will grant me powers-wise, because that is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
It's very cool, isn't it? Oh!
Yes, Duh, I would say so.
You didn't bow, but that's okay. I don't have an ego. Elaine, you collected the spider silk armor. And the threading in here has allowed a displacement to occur in your armor. This now means you have harnessed the ability to teleport at will, should you wish. And if someone goes to strike you, it may be harder to hit you. But enjoy your teleporting. Did you want to try it right now?
Do it.
I'm too nervous. I can't. No, my God, this is crazy.
You got it. You can do it. You can do it.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. Brumhild, try to hit me in the face.
I just fall back and whip one right in the face.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
it. Did it work? That hit one.
But I felt maybe the armor was trying to activate. So thank you, Headmaster. This is fantastic.
Roll a d20.
Two?
Yeah, okay, cool. It checks out that you got hit in the face and maybe your nose is a little, you know.
Oh, no, my beautiful nose. No, now I'm hideous.
Yeah, you don't look great, bud. Your charisma's just took a hit, man, literally. Okay, so there you go. You have your armor and now you have your weapons and you get to put them to use. May you go off into the arena and good luck to all. And with that, you head into this grand battle arena and you take the seats in the stands while a few of the first fights begin. It checked out again. We got to refresh the lag. This is not fun. Maybe it is a Twitch thing.
Twitch sleeping on the job today.
You know what? I had to get affiliate before I started this series. What was could have been on YouTube, but no. Alrighty, so you enter the battle arena, you take your seats. The first fight begins with a handful of students. And one student who you recognize, I think his name is Phineas. He's a very, very skinny little halfling. Yeah, there you go. Phineas was a tiny, dweeby little halfling. He got picked on, but Phineas surged big time and straight up turned into a minotaur. But because we are at school, we are going to call him a minotaur. And they berserked their entire round, defeating every other student within 15 seconds. Phineas does not know how to go back to his usual shape. Phineas is now a minotaur. In the next fight, two students surged at the same time, fusing them together. And the headmaster just said, "Talk about teamwork." Got really excited.
That's optimistic.
So literally two became one. And then in the third group, four students went up against a gelatinous cube. But the match was called when all four of them were swallowed up by it. And the cube had to get dragged off with four students stuck inside it. So now it is time for the fourth group to go up, and the headmaster Reedville, again, reassuring people that no one will die, even if they are trapped in a gelatinous cube for the rest of the day, if not longer, says, "It is time for the next group. If these students could please enter the arena. Elaine, not Kurt."
Just Elaine. That's my first name is Elaine. That's all it is.
That's you. Good luck. Good luck. Don't get swallowed. Don't get fused. Don't laugh at a monster that could kill you. Don't get punched in the face. As he's walking away, all of these warnings are coming from Broomhild.
Thank you. I'll try, but you know, apparently this school doesn't have accreditation or something. I don't know.
Broomhild, the worthy.
And I jog to catch up. I'll make sure you don't get hit in the face. Don't worry. I got you there.
Thank you.
Magenta, you are up next.
Hi. She sashays onto the field.
And Emerald, you are as well. And all four of you enter into the arena. Pausing game. Hello, Anna Prosser. Hello, Rachel Seltzer. Hi, guys. How are you? Yay.
Yes. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
So excited to be here.
All four of you get up from your seats and you head inside the arena grounds. You hear the bards of the school who create this cheerleader kind of moment. And they say, "Let's go, Magenta. You'll always go far." And it rhymes. If they have an accent, it just sounds like it rhymes. And then they say, "Emerald is green, as she is mean."
That one did rhyme. That one was good. That was solid.
And you guys introduce yourselves on the arena. So you obviously have not really worked together before, so make your introductions.
To the others, right? Because Emerald and I do know each other, right?
Yes. Yeah. To the others.
Hi, I'm sure this will be fun. I am Magenta. Sorry I was a smidge late, but you know that the realm's finest manicurist can't be made to wait, and I certainly couldn't show up without the perfect mani, right? Anyway, so I don't have a weapon. I just have this flute, which I think goes way better with my outfit. As you can see, this armor is made more for aesthetic appeal, really, but it does sometimes make it harder for people to hit me. So that's a bonus, as I would say. And, you know, I'm a bard, so I just like to tell stories and I like to help people come to their own conclusions about what they want to do with their life or how they want to treat me. And it's totally up to them. And I would never actually try to persuade them at all to do anything ever that they wouldn't want to do.
Okay. And you can see that she's got the flute looks brand new, like she has been gifted it as well. Can everyone roll a perception check? And she also has this gorgeous sort of chainmail that is just emitting light all around. All this light is catching it and blasting it back, which just looks beautiful. What is everyone's perception rolls?
Two. Got another two.
I got a 17.
17. With a 17, Broomhild notices that the flute has the school crest on it.
Okay. Broomhild notices this, but mostly is just captivated by this sparkling creature that never stops talking. And it's possible that this is the first time she's ever fallen in love.
Sorry that I have to fight you, because totally, I bet we would be besties otherwise. Like, I'm, you totally forgive me, right? For like, you know, having to battle you.
Oh no, we're not on the same team.
No, I'm fighting with Emerald this time. I mean, like, she's my teammate. Like, this is Emerald, everybody.
Emerald looks furious, especially at Brunhild.
Well, tell me more about Emerald. What am I looking at here?
Emerald entered the arena quite comfortably in Magenta's shadow, a place that she is very familiar with over the years in this friendship. A place she has chosen, in fact, because she too puts Magenta on a pedestal. But that pedestal is of Emerald's design and Emerald's ownership. And Emerald might feel a little possessive towards Magenta, as she does of a lot of things, because Emerald deserves the world. And Emerald will take the world. Emerald has a couple jealousy issues. She sees something. She likes something. That something is technically hers, as far as she's concerned.
And you guys are both human? Mm-hmm. You are. Yep, yes. But they're both humans. The first time in this game, we have humans entering the arena. So as Magenta perfectly alluded, this is a 2v2. So this competition is to showcase teamwork. They have been paired up from day one as well, just like Elaine and Brunhild have been paired up too. So they know each other's strengths and weaknesses and formed a really deep bond, as you have. So the whole point of this competition is to see how you two all work well together, but how you can also defeat your enemy. Are you guys ready to battle?
Ah!
Good, because your time starts now. And with that, the whole students erupt and they're like, yeah, get him, kill him. What do you guys want to do? Roll me. Okay, with that, Brunhild gets a -3 on this next roll, which is for initiative. Roll me your initiative, guys.
I got 7.
Why am I being punished?
Because you were in shock and you were stalling. You're like, we got an 8. And you, Anna, you got a
7. I don't know if my camera will focus on it. Nope. Face detection's too good.
So it's going to go Elaine, Brunhild, you're a 7 as well. Can you re-roll for me with a -3 effect?
That'll be a total of 15.
Oh, look at that. All right, so we will go Elaine, it will go Brunhild, and then it will go Emerald, and then it will go Magenta. Okay, Elaine, you are first. What would you like to do?
Firstly, I would like to apologize to my teammate, Brunhild. I'm so sorry. I'm very sore. I was up all night making paper mache shoes for a spider. So I'm a little tired, if I'm being honest. It's going to be a rough fight. But here we go. I'm going to try to fight this human who appears to be completely harmless and kind of lovely. I'm going to take the one with the flute. I take my sword out and then jump and approach Magenta to see if I can swipe at her.
Okay. With your golden sword. Great. Roll me a d20 and give me higher than a 10.
That is a 9 because the little dot is on the bottom of the number.
Yeah, cool. You didn't miss, but you actually chopped a little bit of her hair.
Save it for me.
Magenta, how do you feel about the fact that there is a little part out of your hair?
Everything is ruined. We need to stop right now. I cannot continue.
I apologize, Frau Lane. I don't think that we can stop. I think we have to keep fighting. I'm so sorry.
I pick up the hair and put it in my pocket.
How could you do this to me?
I forgot to open it up, but I'm going to need you to roll a d20 because you are surging. So with
rolled a 2.
Two.
Oh no.
So you guys are so bad there. Always, guys.
You have surged, meaning this, you are like, not my head. And this energy just erupts from you. And we have, this is really interesting. So your armor causes blinding. Curse of the Faith is what just happened. Thank you to, this is a Thierry effect that has taken over you. All players are blind. And now they share one eye that only the one holding it can see. and it lasts until the end of the battle.
That's so my surge hurt everybody?
Everyone in the arena. And it was like,
all of them?
All the spectators?
Oh, no, it's just in the arena.
Oh, okay. So that's hilarious.
Area. So you guys, none of you can see except for one blinding thing. And it goes until the end of the battle.
Who has the eye?
Who has the eye? I'm guessing it's Magenta because she cast it.
Yeah. She turns the eye at Emerald.
What do I do? I don't know. I can't see what happened. I can't see.
She turns it toward her. She's like, oh, is this better? Sorry.
I see you. I mean,
look,
that's good.
Look what happened to your hair.
Oh my God. And I guess I can reach out. I wasn't too far from Magenta, but I like to think that I can put my hands on her and at least base, you know, we know where each other are now. Mm-hmm. She's got the eye.
So wait, all four of us currently see is a selfie of Magenta because she's holding it. That's a really good angle,
by the way.
Okay, so we all see through like one webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you all see through that eye and it is currently facing Magenta and she can see herself and is really, really into the fact that everyone is looking at her and that she has the power over the angles. Elaine, that was your turn. Bromkild, it is your turn.
Okay. I can't see anything, but I can see Magenta and I can see it sounds like she and Emerald have sort of blindly groped their way together. Mm-hmm. So I can see at least like maybe Emerald's arm or something in this webcam view. Great. Yep. So I would like to attempt to orient myself so that I can be closer to Emerald and try to, through this webcam view, steal Magenta's hair out of Emerald's pocket.
Roll for me.
You
lost, burger.
I go a 12.
Yeah.
A 12, yeah. That one.
Yep. So you put your hand around and you can almost smell it before you feel it. The most luscious, floral smelling locks, and you manage to grab it. And that is your bonus action if you would like to do anything else.
Gosh, I mean, we're all blind. I think the next thing I would want to do is call out for Elaine and try to sonically orient myself to wherever he is.
Yeah.
Elaine, are you all right? Are you blind too?
Yes, but we can all see what you just did, and that is honestly kind of pathetic.
Oh, no.
Are you embarrassed or are your feelings hurt at all, Bromhild?
Oh, I'm super embarrassed. My feelings are not hurt because I did a great job stealing.
Okay.
It was very impressive.
But I am embarrassed. It did not occur to me that everyone else, because I have no idea that everyone else could see what I could see.
Yes, so, we can all see that. We all are seeing the same thing.
Oh, no.
All right. So that's two, I guess, bonus actions. Are you happy with that being your turn?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Great. So then now, Emerald, it is your turn.
Yeah, we all saw that, right? Emerald saw the hand come in out of the corner of the frame, touch my pocket where I know this hair to be because I placed it not moments before, and extract it with the delicacy that it deserves, but not in the place I need it to be. I am intensely jealous, and my one power is to make things, objects, anything, people, animals, feel to the touch as if they are super hot. I'm not superheating the object. It just feels very hot. And so I would like to imagine this is what's going on with the hair that is in Brunhild's hand that she has now extracted.
Emerald, I'm so sorry. In this particular moment, are you jealous?
Yeah, that was my hair and it's not in my possession right now.
Your weakness is jealousy. You are surging. Roll for me.
We both surged for our first turn.
That is a 6. We are not the most stable of female high school friends.
What? When you have a friendship forged on jealousy and vanity,
it's
not
actually a really good thing. This shouldn't be good, but everyone within 100 feet, so everyone within the arena, is affected by fairy fire, including the character. The color of the fire is random, and we can thank, because that shouldn't be good, but it kind of is, Nick Perry for that one. You've kind of saved them. Now, all of you are blind, but the fact that the fairy fire is lining you all, you actually have a lot more kind of perspective and a peripheral and an outline of everyone through all the black. You can kind of, you know how like if your eyes are shut and you press into them, like a little kind of lights shoot out? That's what you can see now.
Well,
you got rolled. Who's done that? Oh, they can't hear me. Oh, someone's opting out. That's too helpful.
Excuse me.
are they on the list? Xenosaga has re-rolled. The six does not count. You are not covered in... Oh, Skylar fan. Yeah. You are not covered in fairy fire. Please roll again. You could roll higher and it'd be even better.
Xenosaga, I need you to look at me while I do this.
This bud's for you.
12. 12 is better than 6. Ha! Thank you. Thank you, Xenosaga.
All righty. So 12 is better. Okay.
It doesn't look like it's better, Maud.
A literal sign, a wooden stake, the type that you stick in your yard, falls from the sky and sticks in the ground in front of the character. This is also Nick Perry. And what it says is pertinent to solving your issue.
So first of all, it's in Braille.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
All speak Braille.
How am I going to apply?
Do I see the sign come in? Do I know
it? No, you hear it. You hear this, oh. And it sounds wooden.
Eye toward it because I heard that sound and don't know what it is.
Okay, so you can see it. All right, and the sign will say, the sign is going to say, look closer. Look even.
I put the eye closer to the sign.
And with that, boom, everyone's sight returns completely and the board disappears, but it is basically your get out of jail free card and it has solved the dilemma of the eyes. You can all see the battle completely enacts again.
Thanks, Xenosaga.
Emerald, you actually haven't
way better than fairy fire yet.
Wait, I have a question. Oh, am I still holding an eyeball or
gone.
Did it disappear?
Oh. It went. Yeah,
she looks sad that her camera is gone.
And then do I still need to attack?
You do need to attack. And you have a +2 because now that you realize that you have helped everyone, you've got the eyesight back, you're ready to go. So +2 on whatever it is you want to do.
Awesome. Well, that surge was all kind of like shortly after Brunhild decided to grab the hair out of my pocket. So... I assume Brunhild is still close to me, maybe hand outstretched even. Mm-hmm. I would like to grab that hand and roll into a very tight grapple where I now have Brunhild grappled.
Yeah.
I've got no weapons, but I got big, strong barbarian hands.
Roll for me and a +2. And if you want to touch and heat things up a little bit, you can.
I've got a 12 +2 and the hair that she was holding as I grappled and rolled her, I'm going to pin that close to her chest also. So she's got it. You got what you wanted, Brunhild. You've got the hair.
But it's too hot.
Well, maybe it's not what you wanted.
And things are heating up here with those hands that you've got. They feel really warm over her as well. Someone in the chat actually said, I know I said I wouldn't refer to it, but they said, let her keep the eye. So Magenta, you have your vanity cam. I'm gonna let you do it. So if you ever need to see how you're looking, you got it as a memento. It is your turn to attack.
I'm going to turn my own eyes and the eyeball at Elaine, and I'm going to give the most pitiful look, and I'm gonna say, why would you do something like that? Something so personal to me personally. We're all here having a good time trying to be good sports and you do something like that. And I'm trying to cast a spell that's like cutting words to make him like lose his next turn.
Great.
With grief.
Roll for me.
16.
That works. All right. So next turn, Elaine, it is supposed to be your turn now, but you are... just sobbing. There is something about this where you're like, I don't want to hurt my friends, this isn't right. This is not okay. And so you skip your turn completely, which means...
Unless that trauma has awakened in me my fear of being alone because I was rejected by my parents and rejected by humans in my because I look so different. I have blue fur. I have pointy ears, pointy fangs. I have a prehensile tail. I look like a demon. I am a tiefling. So maybe this trauma has made me awaken some sort of emotion in me. See, that's what I look like right there. See, that's me. And so I'm very much used to people crying at me and saying, why would you come and talk to me? Why would you look like that? I'm used to all of humanity basically being mean girls to me. That's what has traumatized me.
You want to surge?
If I can't take a turn, then yes, I do.
Hey,
here, I'll help you. Why would you do that, you monster?
Oh, okay. That hurt. Okay.
Boom. Roll for me.
8.
Just an 8. Oh, Helgarth's humility. You think that you are unkillable, but you are not, says Stephen Summers. And this effect ends until the end of the episode. So you think you are unkillable. So you had like a little pep talk to yourself. You're like, why am I so alone? But then this little voice was just like, nah, bruh. They can't touch you. You're good.
You can teleport, bruh. You can move around. They can't even hit you. You're so cool. You're so sexy. You're so great. You are so awesome. They're just humans. They can't even touch you. You can't kill you. You're going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. Yeah, man. That's right, bro.
But Elaine doesn't attack, but you see him like in the corner being like, jazzing out to himself in this epic pep talk, which means Romhild, it is your turn.
All right. I don't notice any of that with Elaine, or else I would have reacted to it, because I am thoroughly grappled by Emerald right now. So yeah. I want to use the new special power that I got from my armor to attempt to make myself very small and slip out of the grasp
of the grapple. You can absolutely do that. If you fail, you are out of the competition for fully completely being grappled and incapacitated for the turn.
Okay. Okay.
So roll me higher than a 10.
All right.
It's a big roll.
I got exactly a 10. Don't kick me out, Maud.
You're testing out your abilities for the first time, and you know how to change color, but the size thing is really weird for you. And you grow small, and then you grow big real quick, but like super big. And then you kind of snap back to your actual size. And you're like, do it.
Wait. Did anybody re-roll that? You haven't looked, Maud. You gotta look.
You gotta look. What if they want you to re-roll?
Do I have a I'm not getting anything. No.
You know, it's weird. No sounds are coming out. So all right.
Nope, no re-rolls are happening. So with that, you hear like a boo, and that is the assigned color to Brumhild, and you have to skulk your way off and out.
Do I still have the hair?
You do still have the hair. Right, with your 10, you kept the hair.
All right.
Now it is two. Wait. Brumhild gets a reroll.
Yay!
who did it?
A stay of execution. Thank you.
Mr. Pirate Dancer granted Brumhild a reroll. What did we get?
Got a 7. I'm sorry, Mr. Pirate Dancer.
So same thing happens. You know what? I still will let you keep the hair.
Thank you.
And you skulk your way off. Sorry, Mr. Pirate Dancer, with that one, but you had great intentions with it. It is 2v1, and it is now Emerald's turn. Emerald, you've had to let her go knowing that you have successfully incapacitated Brumhild. Now what would you like to do?
Like,
Elaine, I wish you were doing that. I wish that's what you were doing, but you were still like waxing lyrically to yourself. Yeah,
you're 8 miles in the corner, as I understand it.
Vomit on her sweater already, mom spaghetti. Come on, let's do this.
as the thing goes off to kick Brunhild out of the stadium, I realize that I can no longer fight her for the hair. And so I'm I'm pretty upset. And in this moment, I want to say that the hair matters more to me than the game. And so, Brunhild, in what way would I know I don't have the hair. Do you have it, or are you, what are you doing with the hair right now?
I got it. I've got it clutched to my chest as like the one trophy. I'm trying to convince myself that it was the thing I really wanted out of this encounter.
Yeah, I flying tackle you from behind.
Yes!
All right, yeah. She hasn't, well, Brunhild hasn't really, even though she's got long legs, she hasn't really made her way entirely off. You think she's out of combat, but go for it. Roll for me.
Yeah, I sort of like, I released her and like, maybe she thinks, you know, it's over, but I roll a 13 on this flying tackle. So
you tell and me. You launch into the air. I'm guessing you're going around the knees and you successfully grab her and get her to the ground. Bonus roll for me as a bonus action to get the hair back.
The crowd goes wild.
Oh no, we're on the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, the roll for this is, it's really far. Hold on.
That it's has to be
six.
You do miss completely, but you gather like four of the hairs out of the clump. You get four of them, so you kind of work, there's, yeah.
Can I take some of Brunhild's hair?
Yeah.
So by accident, I kind of get like, I'm grabbing for the hair on the chest, but you kind of roll, so I get some of those strands, but then a fistful of your strands. And I'm kind of sitting on the ground there and I'm like
contemplating life. Yeah.
Now I have all the hair. I'm going to tuck it in and I'm going to try to return to the fight as if I didn't just break any rules. So
yeah. All right. It's your turn.
It's mine.
Yeah.
So I want to play a little like little theme song for Emerald. And I'm like, girl, this is your time. And I want to spend my turn buffing Brunhild. Oh, what?
We have a reroll. Thierry has rerolled for the possession of the hair.
Oh, to see if she gets all the hair, because she had to roll to see if she gets the hair.
Bless you, my friend. Bless you.
He wants to give you all the hair. Thierry's granted you reroll. Let's get that clump stump. Go.
Here we go. This is for you. This is both of our dream right now. My friend, I rolled a 5. I'm so sorry. we're gonna retire this die tonight.
It's 4 strands, now it's 3.
Gotta give me back one of those hairs.
Oh dear. Oh no. Sorry, Magenta, to interrupt your beautiful flautist moment.
Oh, that's okay. Play a little ditty that I told Emerald is totally her song. And I'm like, girl, this is your moment. You need to punch that guy in the face. And I want to buff her next turn with my flute.
Yeah, roll for me. And the roll will determine how, you know what? How many rolls higher than 10 will determine her stat bonus, her roll
bonus. I want to tell you something amazing. I just rolled a nat 20.
And coming through.
This is your time, Emerald.
Oh, no. And actually, can somebody clip or screenshot that and just send it to me later? That literally never happens.
Never.
So I just kind of keep them on file.
Like, this is what a 20 does in this moment. You go, all right, bitches. And everyone stomps. The cheerleaders all get up and they do their moves in time with like the Emerald song. And you are like spotlight on you. Half the crowd is in awe and cannot make a noise. The other half has seen this before and they know that pink is just shining throughout everything. There is a fireworks show. There is a light show. There is pyrotechnics happening around because you have commanded this and everyone's like, right, positions, go. And
you mean that the spotlight is on Magenta, right? Not on Emerald. Okay, that's great. I mean, like, she can have a spotlight too, but like a little smaller. Just, you know, like, this is, I'm playing right now. So just like to make sure everyone can hear me.
Your spotlight is double the size of
okay,
her.
Great. Just making sure.
I don't know if you've ever seen, is it Anchorman, where he does the flute solo throughout the bar? You are putting that to shame.
Great.
You are like synchronized and choreographed dancing with this flute. You are like putting it and it slides down your shoulders to come back and you snap back into your flouting moment.
It's and a flash mob about my flute song.
So much power erupts from this that on your next roll, and on her next roll, you both get a +10.
Huzzah!
Elaine, do you feel
Emerald
like
Emerald is kind of like crying a little bit and clapping because she just is so happy for Magenta in this moment and also that feels that love that it's for me.
I feel like we just met the actual protagonists of the story.
Yes, absolutely. We are side characters to them. Yeah, totally. I agree.
So with that, her turn is done and she's like, you know, got a little bit of the sheen happening.
Emerald has a handkerchief ready.
And someone, yeah, comes in and removes sort of like the boop, 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 boop. And then Elaine, it is your turn.
Yes, you danke, it is, yes. Okay, I just saw what has to be some sort of a foul or something. I don't understand how any of that could be legal play for this battle, but I have talked myself into it. It's now or never. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to channel the powers of my armor that allow me to teleport and control the teleport. And I'm going to look Magenta straight in her eyes. And as I'm going to start running towards her, I'm going to go appear behind her in a little cloud of smoke, take my sword and chop off her gorgeous ponytail of hair. Clean off, like an enemy.
Roll for me.
Here we go.
Like one of those hair animes, you know?
Yes. Not the food anime, not the soccer anime, the hair anime. Here we go.
This is a hair anime. This has become that.
We used to do harem anime, but now.
Maybe someone will give me a reroll because I rolled a one.
Chop up your hair. The whole head.
Oh, I think, Bromhild, I think you and I are going to fail this assignment. You're going to flunk it.
I don't think so, Elaine. I think so.
This show, this episode is the first Nat 20 and the first Nat 1 we have had. Now, you have seen what a Nat 20 does. You are witnessing what a crit fail is. You wanted to swing, ponytail gone. What's ended up happening is the first fur that occurred, you misplaced it, you didn't teleport. When you tried to teleport the first time, you got smacked in the face. Probably should have tested your ability before we went in. You didn't. You have had something occur where you have spliced. So you have gone to teleport and your torso did, but your legs did not.
Did and I just die?
Well, no, it's like it's magic. You have magic in you, but like, I don't know if you've seen, what's the Disney Pixar?
Onward.
Yep.
Thank you, Anna. It's Onward.
Your torso went onward and your legs stayed there and you've swung with your torso because you're completely out of bounds and you have managed to give yourself a bit of a haircut. As in, half your ear has been chopped off.
All the hairs got cut from the bottom part because your top and bottom are separate.
So you don't have your legs and you don't have half your ear. And you don't have your dignity. And you don't have your teammate. This ain't looking good for your buddy. No one's re-rolling. They wanted to.
They were really worried about the hair clump. Get a reroll.
We sure don't. I've just got it. This just
it's
in.
It's too good. It's too good.
No one is rerolling for your half body. I'm gonna say that makes you incapacitated.
We lose.
Yeah, a little.
And you have lost the match. Medics come in. I don't know why I have this visual, but I loved Bedknobs and Broomsticks and the vultures are coming. students come in who are practicing the medicine side of things. They come in and they're so excited to try to put you back together because they haven't actually done this in their course yet. But what ends up happening is Professor Reedville comes out and he's like, "Well, it looks like there is a clear winner here. I'm going to suggest that the Emerald and Magenta have taken this out and you have shown very good teamwork, but a lot of this was luck-based. Now that I know that you can work against each other,
I need to know if you can work with each other. And with that, he clicks his fingers and Brunhild comes back into the arena, feeling completely refreshed. The hot handprints over your chest no longer tingle.
Lane, still clasping that hair.
It's like the magnet effect where your body's torso and the legs just and they suck back in together and you are whole again.
Did I get my piece of ear back?
No, you do not.
No.
I'm sorry.
Emerald is putting it in her pocket.
Emerald has trophies from her victim.
I don't know if that's if it's very sweet or if I should be worried.
Do I see Emerald put that in her pocket?
Yeah.
All right, I want to try to steal it.
and with that, you think that that is the combat over.
Okay.
And you think that there is a clear winner and you think there is not, but he wants to know if you can work well together. So with that, I'm just trying to think what we... Because we've only got 7 minutes left and I have to completely change what the beast is going to be.
Here's what we're going to do. Whatever the beast is, Brunhild and I are going to take a step back and just let Magenta and Emerald just obviously clearly take care of the beast.
Honestly, the way
working together to me, but whatever.
Nathan, probably for the best, Magenta. Look what they did to themselves.
That's true. It's probably best if they just stay out of the way, I guess.
Exactly. That's how we're going to help. That's our form of teamwork, is letting you be your best selves.
Sorry, but as soon as you start talking, I'm like, give me the hair!
No, come on. It's more, give me the ear. Give me the ear. What? I'll give you the hair.
So with, I didn't realize you saw me take the ear. I'm very upset.
Give me the ear. I'll trade you.
Professor Reedville says, well, the girls have won this particular round. No offense, Brunhild. But I want to see if you can work together. And with that, you didn't notice that there was this wooden trellis that was inside the wall of the arena. And as a true sort of gladiatorial arena, it slowly clicks up to reveal the Minotaur that had
Phineas!
Phineas is now still berserking. His eyes are red. He can't calm down. He's frothing at the mouth. And Professor Reedville goes, well, let's see if you can work together to solve this one. And with that, he's out again. And round two has begun. We need to re-roll for initiative. Let's go.
Uh-huh. 10.
10?
8.
16.
What was yours, Kate?
14.
So it is going to go Emerald, Brunhild, Magenta?
Mm-hmm.
And then Elaine. Also, everyone who's privy to the after show, I cannot wait to tell you what they were supposed to go up against. Ha! But the Minotaur strolls out, or the Minotaur, because he is definitely underage and he's got this bull ring in red eyes. He is really, really fired up. He's going first. He charges. He is absolutely rushing. The problem is, no one's necessarily wearing red, but Magenta, your glittery and shiny and pretty lights fascinates and locks on to the Minotaur. So charges you and wants to pin you up against the wall to make you incapacitated.
But wouldn't my armor blind him?
Well, let's find out.
Mm.
That was a 16. The blinding effect is a negative, I was going to say 5, but his eyes are so red at the moment that they have locked on. He has pinned your dress, but not you. Oh, yeah. Do it, Marianne. Do it. She's got Minotaur roars.
Nice.
So kind of like locks a part of the fabric in because it misses at the last chance, but it has been blinded for the next turn or two.
Okay.
Yeah, because the dress is so pretty and it's like, swing, and it got it. But it is a 16. So you know what, one turn, but you are still attached. So if you want to get out of it, you may have to damage your dress. Which leaves us to Emerald, your turn.
So the minute, like as this thing is rising up out of the ground, so rises my arm in front of Magenta to protect her.
but I also got my eye on the hare. So as the Minotaur comes in, charges at Magenta and pins her against the wall.
Yeah.
I see that partially as a failure of me to protect her, and I'm going to leap into action. And as the Minotaur, I'm imagining it's got these horns and it's kind of like pinned into the wall with the horns. It's holding her dress.
It's the opposite one. So obviously, it was aiming for the body on both sides, but it's boop, the other side. Yep.
Got it.
So it's locked in and blind. It's exposed.
I want to aim a kick because I got my arms out. Aim a kick right for the Minotaur's neck where it's like stuck into the wall, and I would just like to end it.
Yeah. Roll. End it. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I need a bigger table. 17.
17? Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much cat hair.
You, as a barbarian, you actually finally are kind of, well, not finally kind of excited, because I've just realized that Brumhild is also like 7+ feet tall and also quite a unit. But as a barbarian, you're kind of like, yes, a worthy opponent, which explains the hostility that you have had this entire time with Brumhild the Worthy. Oh,
same that cloth, girl.
Matter. Yeah. You fly kick, land it to its neck, hear a little bit of a... So now it can't see and it can barely move, but it still has life in it. But it is, as you would say in D&D terminology, blood deed. Which means it is now Bromhild's turn.
Okay. In this moment where I see Emerald go for this super awesome flying kick, that's not necessarily how I operate. I'm very much a two blades kind of gal. But the fact that she's sort of the Minotaur is immobilized and threatening Magenta, and has also been some of its vertebrae have been displaced in a meaningful way. I kind of want to take the opening, almost like it's a combo move.
Yeah.
Combo. Yeah. So wherever it was that Emerald kicked in the neck, almost immediately, Brumhild comes flying in with both daggers and punches them down in that soft, boneless spot.
Roll for me.
Okay. It's a 5. But I've
done it.
I bet a reroll's coming.
So you're like, finishing blow. But then as you're going in, you see Emerald there and you're like, distracted.
You got two hands on two blades, right?
Yeah,
are you realizing in that moment you're not touching the hair?
I think I must have dropped it. I think it's actually in a pile behind me. Yeah.
So you're like, now. Oh no. Why did I have to be dual wielding? And the hair in slow motion is just like feathering its way down to the ground. And with that, you try to mid-move actually go back and you end up sort of prone on the ground.
That's not cool.
Magenta, it is your turn.
Hey, wait. What? Is...
Elaine, you're fourth?
Didn't go, Magenta didn't... That's right. Then it's my turn. Okay, yeah. Apologies. Go ahead, Magenta.
Negative 1 to your next roll, Elaine.
Magenta is like very close quarters to this.
It is... literally locked into this wooden panel ball next to you, and you can hear the it's warm.
She takes out her flute, yeah. Like squeezes her hands up to play the flute, and she says, "Hey there, big fella, the sun's getting real low," and she starts playing a little lullaby, and she wants to charm him.
This is a random question. Are you left or right-handed?
Right.
Negative 2 to your roll, because it's poking into the Minotaur that's next to you, locked in.
Come on. Oh, I got a 17 anyway, so that's a 15.
Hey! How does your song go? How does your little lullaby, your trullaby? Oh, trullaby.
When the green grass rolls down the large hill, all the cows say, "Moo, moo, moo," and so do you, my dear.
And with that, it's like, whoa.
She kind of pats him on the head.
Was making a little spot. And it's just
a little scritch.
Falls in the most awkward position. And even though you are still kind of like attached with your dress, it falls peacefully into a deep sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't get charmed?
Because
I was trying to make it like me.
If you want to do that, but it will probably unplug it and unplug itself in a way to like talk to you. But
yeah, that's what I want. I want it to like think that I'm great.
Then in that case, it looks at you and says, "That was beautiful. And I will love you forever." And then it falls asleep. Okay. That was a goddamn lullaby that you sang to me. And it was too beautiful. But with that, obviously, it's incapacitated. It has fallen asleep. You actually haven't done any harm to it, which Professor Reedville has taken note of. And he walks back into the arena and he kind of looks around and he sees the fact that Elaine has lost half an ear and that has permanently marred him in that particular way. Broomhild and Emerald, it seems like the task given to you proved not strong enough of a direction, that you were distracted the entire time by something that you deemed more important at the moment. Those sort of distractions end up very pretty, Magenta. Have I ever told you?
Thank you.
Is it the light that is shining from this giant spotlight onto you? But
you can look through this eyeball if you want. It's a really good angle.
Very charming. What the distractions that you have means that your eye is not on the prize. Elaine, this is the worst I've ever seen of you.
I've got to be honest, it has not been my day, no. Also, I just want to ask Headmaster, this is a student. This is a friend of mine, Phineas. He's a nice kid. Has anybody told his stepbrother, Ferb, that Phineas is stuck this way? Because somebody should. I feel like I should go get him or something because he's seriously hurt. We need to help him.
He's not necessarily, he's asleep right now. I've never seen him look so calm and happy at this moment.
Well, he did take a flying kick to the neck.
That's right. I was concerned about that. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that it's not permanent damage. Again,
it's probably permanent damage, Emerald says.
That's nothing. You were in two pieces.
Yeah.
You seem in good spirits. Don't you worry about that. It feels like you are trying to remove yourself from the arena out of sheer embarrassment from your performance. But thank you for your concern. That is an impressive quality to possess, caring about others. And while this is happening, the headmaster notices that Emerald's like, you're right, you know, I really should stay on track. And I, you know, and is leaning down to recover the hair. So obviously hasn't listened at all to what the headmaster is saying about priorities. But overall, the headmaster has awarded Magenta the winner of today's trial. She showed the most brilliance. She showed the most creativity and teamwork. She supported Emerald completely, even though Emerald had incapacitated Broomhild and Elaine had incapacitated himself. You got the job done in the end. And the headmaster really is taking note of the fact that no one was seriously hurt. The only sort of act of violence was a fly kick to the neck and a choppage of the ear. But Elaine, again, that was all you.
That's true. Has anybody seen that piece of ear that went flying? I don't know where it is.
Roll.
I've tried to steal it twice.
Roll.
Hey, look, I rolled a 20.
What? Oh, can...
Cool.
Wait. But can Magenta go up to him and like kind of gently like brush her fingers against his ear and be like, but it just looks so roguishly handsome this way. And try to persuade him that...
Your ear becomes very hot.
Yeah.
To do that to a nat 20, you have to roll a nat 20.
It's not going
to
happen, but let's see, just for fun. Nope, 17. But that's a good roll.
Close. Elaine, you feel almost persuaded, but what would you like your ear to look like? Do you want it the same size? Do you want small ears? Do you want bigger ears? You have a 20. Would you like to change another feature of yours?
Do you not want to know where your ear is?
I would like for my ear to teleport out of someone's pocket right back onto my rest of ear.
It does that. And in fact, you now have a +3 charm associated to you. So your flirt game has increased, but before it was below average. But now you realize you've got a little bit, you're a little bit smoother, you're a little bit greater. In fact, that 10 years that was stolen from you, it only looks like 5. You're looking pretty smooth there, bucko.
I have to deliver some shoes to a spider. I have to go do that later.
And with that, the cheerleaders of Magenta and Emerald's friends, all the other bards are singing and they're all trying to create this magenta color to celebrate the fact that she won her round. But you also realize you're just one round of a few more that happened at the academy. So that is the trial and test that happened. Magenta, yes?
I tossed the eyeball into my crowd of adoring fans.
And they all, oh, can she see me?
The eyeball is very hot.
And yeah, there you are sort of like in trepidation, Elaine and Brumhild, because you have not necessarily passed this test and you're wondering if there are repercussions for those actions. But Magenta, previously being the most popular girl in the school, has solidified her status in the class as well, and by default and by codependency, Emerald too.
Get all the work.
Is even more cool as well and feels like it was a more impressive part of the academy. But the headmaster continues the affairs and says, we will have to chat about this next week. And that is episode 3 of Fungeons and Flagons. Congratulations on 2 nat 20s and 1 crit fail. Really appreciate that. Thank you to all the rerolls. Thank you to all the adventurer pass holders who had some of their surges come to fruition in this particular instance. I just wanted to thank Sirenscape for the cool ambience music and the roars. If you want to use it at your table, you can just go to sirenscape.com. If you want to support the show, just head over to patreon.com/geekbomb. You can check out how to contribute to the show, how to submit surges. And also if you want to reroll, it's all the information is there. Excuse me, carbonated drinks. We have had a bunch of follows, which is amazing. Aiden Kennedy cheered with a bit, which is amazing as well. GBlink16 gave out 3 tier 1 community subs as well. So thank you, everyone. We have so many names I can't pronounce, so I'm only going to do the ones that I can at a short notice. Oh My Josh, Jamsaw, Nizzy Yao, Silent Smurf, Old Man, Ninja, Funk Police, Octus413. Thank you so much for being amazing like that. Ladies, thank you so much for being amazing guests in today's show. That was so much fun. We are going to stick around to do a quick after show as well, where we'll digest all the events that just happened on that. But thank you so much for supporting Fungeons and Flagons. We will see you next week.